السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Expressing our condolences for the anniversary martyrdom of Mawlana Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, we start our talk on the second night of the Nights of Destiny. Before starting, brothers asked me to ask you to stand up and come forward as much as possible. With the barakah of salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In this short time, and of course very important and unique time and opportunity, which is left from the second Laylatul Qadr, I want to share with you one of the words of Mawlana Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. The likelihood that this night might be the night of Qadr is more than the likelihood of the night of 19th of Ramadan. So all of us know that these moments and hours and seconds we are spending are unique and important moments. Inshallah, on the night of 23rd, which is after tomorrow, I will be talking in detail about the importance of Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, and what we can do and what can be done at the night of destiny. And why is that so much important? For tonight, I chose one of the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen from Nahj al-Balagha to share with you. This word is very important because it has been issued after he was hit by Ibn Muljam. And after he was sure that he will be martyred, get martyred and killed out of this hit. Usually the most important words of everyone are said at the last moment, in the last hours and seconds of everyone's life. So with this intention that Agha Amir al-Mu'mineen knew that he was going to be killed of that strike, then he issued this khutbah, this which is not khutbah, which is a will, which is known as the last will of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Before going to the will, let me share with you a hadith from the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا وَعَلِي أَبَا وَهَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. I'm together with Ali ibn Abi Talib. We are the fathers of this ummah. Usually when a father is about to pass away, when a mother is about to pass away, especially when they have young children who are not mature enough, they're very much concerned about their children. And for sure, the Prophet and our Imam, in these moments and nights, especially Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, was very much concerned about the future of the Ummah of Islam. what will happen to this ummah. Because at that time, the Islamic ummah, community of Islam, was spending its childhood. The ummah, the community, was not a mature, an old one. It was in its own childhood period. So Amir al-Mu'mineen should have been rightfully concerned a lot with the future, about the future of this ummah. So now consider this one, that Amir al-Mu'mineen, as the father, like the prophet of this ummah, knowing the fact that he's going to pass away, issued this letter, this will to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi as-salatu was-salam. أُصِيكُمُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَأَنْ لَا تَبْغِيَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِنْ بَغَتْكُمَا أُصِيكُمُ مَا وَصِيَّ advise you too, addressing Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, to the taqwa of Allah. Again, brothers are asking to me to request you to come forward a bit. Please recite the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. O my sons, Hassan and Hussein, be God worry, be conscious of Allah, have piety, bi taqwa Allah. They are imams, but their fathers are advising them to piety, to taqwa. Wa Allah tabghiya dunya wa in baghatkum. Do not go after dunya, even if dunya is after you. Don't put dunya your final and ultimate goal and destination. It doesn't mean that it's wrong or bad to work for dunya, to be flourished in the dunya. The same Imam said, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا وعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. Plan for your life as if you're going to have an eternal life. وعمل لآخرتك, and plan for your آخرة. Don't forget your آخرة. كأنك تموت غدا, as if you're going to die tomorrow. So there should be a balance between the approach to this dunya and to the hereafter. No one should be sacrificed for the other. No one should be compromised. But here the Imam says, Allah tabghiya dunya wa in baghatkuma. Dunya shouldn't be your ultimate goal. Why? Because the origination and the destination of you, of all of us, of human beings, is not dunya. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah, originated from that source. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we will be going to that source, that origin, destination. So if you stick to this dunya, if you attach to this dunya, it would be very difficult to detach yourself from this dunya. Don't help yourself to be attached. لا تبغي. Don't be طالب, seeker, lover of this dunya. وَإِن بَغَتْكُمْ. Then the next sentence explains how this could be done. وَلَا تَأْسَفَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهَا زُوِيَ عَنْكُمَا. So this detachment to dunya should be in the way that لَا تَأْسَفَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهَا زُوِيَ عَنْكُمَا. You shouldn't be regretful. You shouldn't feel sorry if something is taken away from dunya, is taken away from you about dunya. If you are being deprived from one of the things of dunya, you shouldn't be that sad. You shouldn't feel that sorry. لا تأسف على شيء من هذا عنكم. قولا بالحق. The base of your words should be truthfulness. Whatever sentence you want to say, whatever word, speech, position, stand you want to have, should be on the basis of truthfulness. قولا بالحق. وَعْمَلَا لِلْآجْرِ And work for the ajr, for the hereafter. When ajr is being given, granted, hereafter. وَعْمَلَا لِلْآجْرِ Don't have the expectation that whatever you do, any help, anything, any favor to anyone, to be reacted, to be done the same to you in this dunya. وَعْمَلَا لِلْآجْرِ Work for Allah, inshallah, it will be given, it will be granted. وَكُونَ لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا Be for the zalim as the opposite, oppose the oppressor. وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا Support the oppressed. Again, your stance towards zalim. In any case, in any state possible, if it's possible by word, then by your tongue. If it's not possible to stand by your tongue, at least within yourself, in your heart, be sympathetic towards mazlum, the oppressed. And don't be sympathetic, don't support. Don't be happy at least in your heart with the wrongs of the wrongdoers. أوصيكما وجميع ولدي. Now the address is changing from this moment. أوصيكما, I advise you too, حسن and حسين. وجميع ولدي, and my old children. وأهلي, and my relatives. ومن بلغه كتابي. And whoever is receiving my message, my kitab. So this is the feeling of a father who is concerned about his family, general family, his ummah, his progeny. وَجَمِيعَ وَلَدِي All my children. وَأَهْلِي وَمَنْ بَلَغَهُ كِتَابِي Whosoever receives my message, my will, is the addressee, is the audience of this message. بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ To the taqwa of Allah. Piety of Allah. What is taqwa of Allah? Sometimes it's translated as fear of Allah. I think it's not a good and nice translation. Taqwa of Allah, taqwa means in the terminology of akhlaq is a malaka, is an established feature within yourself which can help you what to do, how to do, when to do, what to say, how to say, when not to say, how to, when to stop, when to start. It's a controlling factor inside. It tells you when to speed up, when to slow down, when to express, when to be open, when not to be open. This is the taqwa. So muttaqoon and muttaqeen, those who have got piety, the pious people, they got this feature inside which is established for. And by that, they can be guided all the times. بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَنَظْمِ عَمْرَكُمْ And order and discipline, rules and regulations of your dunya, of your issues. وَصَلَاحِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ And reconciliation of your issues. Removing your differences. Putting aside your divisions. Agreements. صلاح ذات بينكم. What was the concern of Amir al-Mu'mineen before his martyrdom? صلاح ذات بينكم. Oh my children, my ummah, my community. The first thing after taqwa and nazm is صلاح ذات بينكم. Remove your differences. Focus on your commonalities. فإني سمعت جدكما صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول Verily, I heard from your ancestor, from your Jad, Rasulullah, who used and who kept saying صلاح ذات البين أفضل من عامة الصلاة والصيام Reconciliation of the affairs of mu'mineen or removing the differences. أفضل is more worthy, is better. من عامة الصلاة والصيام From all prayers and all fastings. Reconciliation. focusing on commonalities. If you look at the history of his own life, the patience he had, more than 20 years of patience. What was the philosophy of this patience in the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen? Reconciliation. Avoiding fitna. Avoiding differences. Avoiding disunity. Allah, Allah fil aitam. Now, this is the word of Amir al-Mu'mineen to us. For the sake of Allah, be cautious of Allah. Bear in mind the factor of Allah. Fil aitam, and the issues regarding the orphans. فَلَا تُغِبُّ أَفْوَاهَهُمْ. What does that mean? فَلَا تُغِبُّ أَفْوَاهَهُمْ. تُغِبُّ in Arabic means to do something for a time and to avoid doing it for other time. Not doing something constantly. This is called أَغَبَّ يُغِبُّ. فَلَا تُغِبُّ أَفْوَاهَهُمْ. It shouldn't be the case that you feed them sometimes. Don't feed them sometimes. Your attention to them should be done continuously, constantly. وَلَا يَذِعُ بِحَضْرَتِكُمْ. It shouldn't be the case that among yourself, in your presence, their rights would be spoiled and violated. They would be belittled. فَلَا يَذِيعُوا بِحَضْرَتِكُمْ. The orphans. This is the words of the father of the orphans of Kufa. Abu al-Aytam of Kufa. وَاللَّهُ أَلَّهُ فِي جِيرَانِكُمْ. Be conscious of Allah in the affairs regarding jiran, your neighbors. فَإِنَّهُمْ وَصِيَّةُ نَبِيِّكُمْ. Jiran and neighbors are the wasiyya of your father, of your prophet. مَا زَالَ يُوصِي بِهِمْ حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُمْ. The prophet used to give recommendations and advice regarding the neighbors, حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا, so much so that we thought that he was going to give a share, a portion in the inheritance for the neighbors. Mazala yusibim. And the Prophet used to say that Jibra'il was recommending me, giving me advice regarding the neighbors. This is the word of the Prophet. So much so that I thought that there is a portion of inheritance for the neighbors. The same advice has been transferred to Amir al-Mu'mineen from the Prophet, and Agha Amir al-Mu'mineen is sending across to all his children and to us. Jiranakum. Neighbors. Who are the neighbors? The Quran teaches us to be good to our near neighbor and distant neighbors. Waljar al-Qurba waljar al-Junub in Surah Nisa, Ayah 36. La tushriku. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ الْجَنبِ. Be good to your parents, relatives, needy, poor people, orphans, and to your near neighbor and far neighbor or distant neighbor. In some ahadith we have near neighbor is the neighbor who is physically near. Distant is the one which is physically away from us. In some hadith, we have that near neighbor is the neighbor who is relative as well. The far neighbor is the neighbor who is not relative. And in some hadith, we have that the near neighbor is the neighbor who is Muslim. And far neighbor is the neighbor who is not Muslim. So even non-Muslims are neighbors. And they have got the right of neighborhood. Haqqul jiwar, the rights of neighborhood, applies to all neighbors, Muslims and non-Muslims, according to this hadith. The rights of neighborhood are the rights of neighborhood, regardless of any nationality, religion, ethnicity, language, culture. Wallah, Allah fil Quran. I advise you for the sake of Allah regarding the Quran. La yasbiqkum bil amal bihi ghayrukum. No one else should surpass you in terms of implementing the Quran in your own life. Brothers, sisters, this is the night of the revelation of the Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. One of the virtues of Laylatul Qadr is that, of course, Laylatul Qadr is not only virtuous, important because of Laylatul Qadr, because of the Quran, it has its own importance. But one of the important, unique features of Laylatul Qadr is the revelation of the Quran. بِالْعَمَلَ بِهِ غَيْرَكُمْ. No one should surpass, no one should succeed in implementing. How could it be done? The principles of the Quran should be extracted, should be taken out, and the life should be done according to those general principles. This is the meaning of, as much as I understand, amal bil Quran, applying or implementing the Quran in your own life, in our life. The principles, the worldview of the Quran, the lifestyle, the system, moral, educational, social system of Quran should be extracted, should be worked out, and then that should be implemented in our life. Wallah, Allah, fi salat fa innaha amud dinakum. Allah, Allah, in your salat, in your prayers, fa innaha amud dinakum. Salat is the pillar of your religion. Is the pillar. The Quran tells us to establish the prayer, not to read, not to pray. Establish. Iqama of the salat. In the way that it could, according to the Quran, tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. It should stop from doing bad things, evils, wal munkar. In this way, salat. Wallah, Allah, fi bayti rabbikum, for the sake of Allah, fi bayti rabbikum, regarding the house of Allah. La tukhluhu ma baqitum, fa innahu in turika lam tunadharu. As long as you live, don't abandon it. Fa innahu in turika, if you abandon it, lam tunadharu, then you wouldn't be looked at with the eyes of dignity. That gives you dignity. Wallah, Allah, fil jihadi bi amwalikum wa anfusikum wa alsinatikum fi sabilillah. For the sake of Allah, because of Allah, al jihad, fi sabilillah, in the cause of Allah, in the way of Allah, bi amwalikum, not only to go to the battle, no, jihad in its general sense. Bi amwalikum, with your wealth, property. Wa anfusikum, with your souls. Wa alsinatikum, with your tongue. Jihad with your tongue. Wa alaykum bit tawasul wa tabadul wa iyakum wa tadabura wa taqatur. Alaykum, you should keep intimate, close relations and communications. At-tawasul, wa-tabadul. To help one another in keeping good communications. Wa-iyyakum, be aware. At-tadabura wa-taqatul. Disunity and enmity. Again, at the beginning, the emphasis was communication. Unity. Avoiding disunity. At the end, again, the importance and the emphasis on communication, unity. عليكم بالتواصل وإياكم والتدابر والتقاط. لا تترك الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر فيولى عليكم شراركم ثم تدعون فلا يستجاب لكم. Your close communication with one another, your friendship, your wilaya, because al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat ba'dhum awliya ba'd, your spiritual and friendly connection to one another should be in a way that you should feel that you have the right to do al-amr bil-ma'ruf wal-nahi an-al-munkar, to stop your brothers and sisters from doing bad. If you apply it to maybe secular laws, it would be a violation of privacy or something if we talk about al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar. But if you consider the camp of mu'mineen, the communication, strong and unity of mu'mineen as a family, as a body, then you feel that it's your responsibility to do al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar. This tawasul, this link, this connection necessitates, brings about enjoining good and forbidding evil. فَيُوَلَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شَرَارُكُمْ. If you don't do it, the worst leaders would be dominant on you. You would be ruled by the worst leaders. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَ. Then you do dua, فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. And it's not that your du'as would not be answered. ثُمَّ قَالَ. And then أغا أمير المؤمنين said, يَا بَنِي عَبْدَ الْمُطَّلِبِ لَا أُلْفِيَنَّكُمْ تَخُوضُونَ دَمَاءَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ خَوْضًا تَقُولُونَ قُتِلَ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَا لَا تَقْتُلَ النَّبِيَ إِلَّا قَاتِلِ. Because I was told that only we have few minutes till we continue with Sheikh Shomali, the rest of our A'mal tonight. Let me, in this 5-6 minutes that I have time, finish this part of this du'a and read some words of Agha Amir al-Mu'minin which are related to this night, from some words from his munajat. From tonight onwards, Kufa and people of Kufa and the atmosphere of Kufa would miss and would lose the honest sound of justice, truthfulness, spirituality. Yeah, you can switch it off. Agha Amir al-Mu'minin used to recite this munajat in Masjid Kufa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal فرجه. اللهم إني أسألك الأمان. It's ليلة القدر. It's the night of destiny. Oh Allah, we are empty-handed, but we've brought with one hand Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and Mawla Ali, with the other hand your Quran, your words. With tawassul to these two precious and weighty, to this thaqalain, we have come to your door, O Allah. وَأَسْأَلُكَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. وأسألك الأمان
اليوم يعظ الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا. مولاي يا مولاي أنت المولى وأنا العبد، وهل يرحم العبد إلا المولى؟ You are the master, I am the servant. Who else other than the master be merciful to the servant? مولاي يا مولاي أنت المالك وأنا المملوك. وَأَنْ يَرْحَمُ الْمَمْلُوكَ إِلَّا الْمَالِكُ.